And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 8th of March, 2017. It was on this date in 1618 the German astronomer Johannes Kepler discovered his third law of planetary motion, that the square of a planet's orbital period is directly proportional to the cube of its average distance from the sun, and the ratio is almost exactly the same for every planet in our solar system. It's the birthday of the novelist Geoffrey Eugenides, born in Detroit, 1960, spent a year in Calcutta volunteering with Mother Teresa, thought about becoming a monk, and then decided to be a writer instead because, he said, it seemed to promise maximum alertness to life. It seemed holy to me and religious. His first novel was The Virgin Suicides, 1993, about the lives of the teenaged Lisbon sisters who all commit suicide. The Virgin Suicides, now considered one of the most shoplifted books in the world. It's the birthday of the critic Leslie Fiedler, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1917, author of a groundbreaking literary essay published in 1948 called Come Back to the Raft Again, Huck Honey. Leslie Fiedler, who coined the phrase postmodernist literature. Leslie Fiedler, who said, I long for the raised voice, the howl of rage or love. It was on this day in 1855, a train passed over the first railway suspension bridge at Niagara Falls, 825 feet long, connecting Niagara Falls, Ontario, with Niagara Falls, New York. The building of the bridge started out with flying a kite across the Great Gorge, and the kite string then was used to haul a rope, and then succeeding heavier ropes until finally they could begin construction. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran entitled Weather. There is weather on the day you were born and weather on the day you die. There is the year of drought and the year of floods when everything rises and swells, the year when winter will not stop falling, and the year when summer lightning burns the prairie, makes it disappear. There are the weather vanes, dizzy on top of farmhouses, hurricanes curled like cats on a map of sky. There are cows under the tree outlined in flies. There is the weather that blows a stranger into town, and the weather that changes suddenly an argument, a sickness, a baby born too soon. Crops fail, and a field becomes a study in hunger. Storm clouds billow over the sea. Tornadoes appear like the drunk trunks of elephants. People talking about weather are people who don't know what to say, and yet the weather is what happens to all of us. The blizzard that makes our neighborhoods strange, the flood that carries away our plans. We're getting ready for the weather, or cleaning up after the weather, or enduring the weather. We are drenched in rain or sweat. We are looking for an umbrella, a second mitten. We are gathering wood to build a fire. A poem by Faith Sheeran, Weather, from her collection Orpheus Turning, published by the Broadkill River Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.